Several months ago, I spoke with Pete Peterson, and he informed and inspired. And believe it or not, the topic was education. So here we are with Educational Matters with our guest, yours and mine, Pete Peterson. Charter schools, private schools, all kinds of schools, all of it coming up under the general topic of education. What do you think about it? What do you think about our educational system here in America? Do you think that it is better than it was 30 years ago? Do you think there's a lot of room for improvement? Are there things that we can do, steps that we can take to make it better? Well, we have someone who is here with us today who's going to help us explore that very question. He is Darius Pete Peterson. He's the senior trainer and consultant with PNA Training Solutions. Let me tell you what their goal is. Their primary goal, to build better leaders and better teams. Why? Because they want to help organizations consistently produce high-performance organizations within themselves. It is so great to have him with us. And believe me when I say he's going to be sharing some tremendous insights with us regarding education today. Pete, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, Carl. Outstanding. And yourself?
I'm doing outstanding as well. And truly, truly glad to have you on board with us this day.
Well, again, thanks for having me. Definitely. And thanks for the topic that we're going to be discussing.
It's critical, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, absolutely very critical. You know, here I am, a retired Army guy, you know, and I never knew that the education that I got in a Southwest Georgia town these many years ago was going to take me all over the world. So when we talk about education, I'm not just talking about a general topic. I'm talking about something that helped me, a kid from Dawson, Georgia, Terrell County. But most people don't even know where it is, and it's really right outside of Albany, Georgia. Hmm. But we had some amazing educators back then that always told us the importance of getting a good education. They made sure we did our homework. They made sure that we were very intentional about what we did in school. But again, I never knew until I had spent pretty much 23 years in the Army the education that I got in this small rural town, that it would take me to places like Germany, Iraq, Kuwait, I mean, even Korea, just took me all over the place. And at every step of the way, the Army educated me more and more. But the base...
We have lost our guest. That's not cool. So... Sit tight. We're going to try to reconnect. Again, we're listening to Darius Pete Peterson. The company that he's heading up as consultant is P&A, the letter P, the symbol, and the letter A. P&A Training Solutions. Hold on just a sec. I think we got him back. Okay, you back, Pete?
I am back.
All right. You were talking and then you were gone. I'm glad you're back, though. So you were really giving us a good broad sweep of what life has been like for you. I mean, just a great overview of what was happening in childhood, what's happening in adulthood, your life in the military. If you would, help us fill in some of those blanks, taking us, for instance, back to your childhood, and right, share with us some of the things that really impacted you as a child, people who impacted you as a child, challenges, joys. What was childhood like for Pete Peterson?
Well, listen, I like to say this thing right here. It's sort of like, for me, it's a riddle. And it is, when does an eighth grade education and a GED equal multiple master's degree? And I have to say that it is when it's the next generation. My dad had an eighth grade education. My mom got her GED and eventually went on to do some college work. But I am the first person in my home to get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and a master's degree. So God allowed me to be able to break that cycle and actually get some more, you know, advanced education to be a college graduate. But again, going back to my hometown of Dawson, Georgia, and going through, you know, elementary school, primary school, elementary school, and then to high school, one of my favorite teachers, and I still talk to her every now and then, and that's Miss Daniel.
Uh-oh, I don't know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We lost Pete again. I'm not sure what this is about. Well, let's try it again. And if we get dropped again, I may leave you with some music while Pete and I see if we can work out this connection problem. Okay, but here he is now. Hold on. All right. Hello, Pete.
Hey, listen, amazing, amazing. One thing I've learned, even in Terrell County, was that you have to have the intestinal fortitude, and you have to keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, and you definitely will succeed. But what I was saying was, Miss Sally Daniels, my sixth grade teacher, gave me some real insight. I was mischievous in sixth grade, but one of the things that she was able to do was mold my precociousness because she knew I was smart. And what she did, she was able to be a little disciplinarian, but she was able to also to mentor me and to coach me so that I would like education. And I tell you what, that really, really helped me going from sixth grade all the way up to, you know, seventh grade, eighth grade, and then getting into high school and just learning more and more. But what they taught us early on, Carl, was education is very important. And if you get a good quality education in the United States of America, you can be whoever you want to be because you have that opportunity. And education is a big, big step in getting that.
I tell you what, and I am so impressed with your teacher who decided that rather than throw you away, keep you out of the class as much as possible, or punish you as much as possible, she was going to do everything in her power to develop you as much as possible.
Absolutely. And when I say that, and that's no small task, a small chore, because it wasn't just me sitting in the classroom. She had about 20 or 30 other kids in there. Mm. But good teachers know that their job is not just a job, it's a calling. And
yes,
for Ms. Daniels and Mr. Edmondson and some more teachers and Mr. Ralph Langford, I want to let you know that they knew their calling. And they were not going to be deterred by, how shall we say, a disruptive kid that was going to stop them from educating other people. So I'm so glad that they had the patience and they had the calling to make sure I got what I needed while the other students got what they needed in the classroom also.
That's awesome. So they helped move you along. They inspired you to help you move yourself along. You ended up going through high school. And from high school, what was your next step?
So high school, my next step was, and let me tell you this, in 11th grade, I went to take the ASVAB, which is the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. I really just kind of did that to get out of class. I was junior in high school, and I hate to say that, but I need to go ahead and say it. And I went and took the test and got it done. And then maybe several weeks later, a month later or two, there was a guy named Staff Sergeant Hall from here, Albany Recruiting Station. He came by my home in Dawson, Georgia, and said, "Hey, you did pretty well on the ASVAB. What are you going to do after high school?" I said, "I don't know."
Oh, there it is again, ladies and gentlemen. Another disconnect, another drop in our call. We're going to see if we can get this together. Let me give you all some music. And in fact, I'm going to change this song fairly soon, but I'm going to leave you with some music while we see if we can resolve this dropping of the calls issue. All right, stay with us. Be right back.